Hello there, and welcome to our podcast. It's called Cosplay and Cocktails.
This is Paige.
And I am Jessie, as always.
As always.
Flawless.
What? What did you say?
I said flawless, but
Flawless.
then it wasn't so much anymore.
Sublime!
Then it got ruined a little bit. So.
My bad. Jessie, what are you sipping on over there?
I don't really know what you would call this.
Oh,
I
great.
did one, I rolled a four on my D12, so I opened up four on my advent calendar, and it was gin, so I was a little bit, gin.
Yeah.
But the mixer was like a blood orange juice, and it was actually pretty good. It must have had some, I don't know if it was the herbs and the gin, or if it was the mixer. I should start tasting them maybe individually so that if I really like or if I don't like something, then I know which one it is.
Amazing. I am just having some sweet red wine.
Oh,
It was under $4.
Your $3 chuck, yeah.
Well, it was under $3 or under $4. Jesse, you feeling curious about anything?
I am.
Something's on my mind, that means question time. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Do you have any cosplays, new cosplays you've added to your? I just started this past week my 2024 potential cosplay list. Do you have anything that you've added, anything new that you've popped on there? I've got one that I'd really, really like to try to pull off, but it's going to be a difficult one. So,
I don't think I have anything like that I'm sold to. I know, and I cannot remember what it is, but there was something that I was like, hey, I would like to try to do this, you know, like, yeah, I'd potentially be down. And I can't remember what it is. I just like reread it in a text message the other day, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to remember to write that down. Gosh dang it, what was it? Oh, no, yeah, I remember now. I would like to do some version of Merry and Pippin this year.
Oh yeah, we had discussed that, I think, off
either
podcast.
Like a screen accurate, you know, try to be screen accurate, or like a mashup of some kind. I'm really open, but we just always really enjoy doing Merry and Pippin, and we've not done it for a while, and I think that I really liked our last versions, but I think we could do even better now. More intricate, more.
Yeah, I know what you like. Again, some either like a more. We just kind of did like a femme version, a more
like, cutesy,
like a more
like, yeah,
like more feminine.
But that is the only one I can think of. What about you?
I've got a couple. They're both Haunted Mansion related.
Did you watch it?
So, I did.
And?
So one of them is from the film. It was okay. It was fine.
Yeah.
It didn't like it. It was fine. It was pretty. It was predictable. It was a Disney movie. Yeah. I wish there were more ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, and more like references to the ride, but I guess like you may not want too many to make it like you know, accessible to people who haven't been, I guess.
Right.
But it was cute. It was fine. But
yeah.
Costume, Madame Leota would like to grab her look from the film, like
yeah.
her when she's not in the crystal ball.
Right.
And then also Madame Carlotta, who is a character only at the parks, one of the ghosts. She's also, I guess, not only in the parks. Apparently, And I found this out through researching. There is like a whole extended lore of the Haunted Mansion. There's like novels and comics. There's like a whole Disney canon of the Haunted Mansion. So she's one of the characters that comes out at Halloween time. I was seeing a lot of people's like Halloween at the parks, like Mickey's Not So Scary. And I thought, well, that would be fun to do. Yeah. She's got a really cool outfit. And yeah, so I think that would be on my list. That would be the only thing with that one is that it'd be a very intricate costume for not that many people to get. Really, kind of with both of them. I don't know how many people would get Madame Leota.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if yours, what do you think we should do, listener? What are you planning on doing? Just plans. We kind of ask this all the time, but
tell us. I am so excited for today's episode. We've had this guest on before in a different capacity, but we are really excited to welcome cosplayer and all around fun human being Kirsten to the podcast. Welcome, Kirsten. You may know her as Flavor K. She's an amazing cosplayer, and we're so excited that she's on with us today.
Yay, I'm excited to be here.
Why don't you tell everybody that isn't familiar with you and your work just a little bit about you and how you got into cosplaying?
Yeah, so I have my degree in theater performance, so I've always been very theatrical and makeup and costume heavy, and the way I got into cosplay was my ex-best friend went to Dragon Con all the time, and I was like, I'm gonna do this. So Dragon Con was like kind of like my first like real big convention, so it was kind of like a being thrown into the wolves type thing. I remember I had like closet cosplays of like Star Fox and like Tiffany from Bride of Chucky, and it was like everybody had like these amazing costumes, and I was just rolling up in like stuff I pulled out of my closet. And then I cultivated the group of friends that I have now, and they've inspired me to like go bigger and better, and it's like kind of insane looking back to like those horrible cosplays that I used to do and what I can do now.
Yeah, and now you're rolling up to Dragon Con and like Doc Ock and like blowing everybody's mind.
Yeah.
It's fine. I guess we should mention, because you were telling that story about your ex-best friend, and I was like, that's familiar. And then I thought, oh my gosh, we've had you on before, but not solo. You were on with your podcast that you did about horror movies. You were on with that group last Halloween, and so we talked, I think we touched base about everybody's journey, so everybody go back and listen to that episode because it's a really fun one, and I think that was mentioned then too, because I was like, wait a minute, how do I know this?
I'm glad the second question, I'm glad you put this on here, because I've been wondering this myself. Where did your handle Flavored K come from?
Okay, this is a funny story. So when I was in high school, me and my friends, we wanted to start a band, and like none of us played instruments. We could just all sing. Like I could play like two chords on the guitar, but we were like, yeah, we're going to start a band. And we came up with this name called Retro Flavored Arcade. I can't even tell you how we came up with that name, but we were like, yeah, that's it. So like we started putting flavored in front of like everything that we did, and then it just kind of like stuck with me for a while, and that just became like my brand. So it's like that band never happened, but I just kind of like took that persona. Yeah.
I was getting ready to ask, like, okay, now how long did like the band with no instruments last? Like, how did that go?
Not at all. It's non-existent.
I don't think it's really possible for a band with no
be an a cappella band, I think.
Yeah.
The Prodigy's been around for a while. Daft Punk.
Yeah,
Kraftwerk, they don't have any instruments.
Yeah, we just really liked, we were seeing kids, emo kids, so we were like, yeah, we're gonna make a band. No instruments. That's cool. We can do this.
I had an eighth grade band, and we were called Brewski.
Oh my God, love
and
it.
We did play instruments, but not well.
So, Kirsten, what is something other than cosplay that you're passionate about? I know you said theater, and mm-hmm. you're very, like, theatrical cosplayer. You know, you're very performance heavy with your cosplays and stuff, which I love. But mm-hmm. what is something other than that world that you are, like, I think I know the answer just from your Instagram, but I want to see if it matches that.
There's been something I've recently got into. I've been really into K-pop recently.
Yep, that's what I was, that was what came to mind.
You see, yeah. This is what I get for not looking at social media.
Yep. There's like playing, okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
So there's like maybe playing cards like, when K-pop now? First was like a thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, you like, it's like Pokemon cards, but with Korean people. when K-pop first was like a thing, like I heard of, I always thought it was just cringy because of all the fans were like insane, like with BTS and stuff. And so my best friend Pumpkin, she was really into K-pop, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then a song had just like come across my TikTok page, and I was like, oh, what's this? And I looked it up, and I was like, oh, it's a K-pop band. And then it just like spiraled from there. So now, like,
you're gonna have to send Jessie the info, because she could get really into this like trading card stuff really fast.
Maybe don't send it to me because
it's addicting. Because you buy these things called albums, and then there's photo cards inside of them, and it's like it triggers my like surprise happiness because you don't know what you're gonna get. Like, there's different like cards inside of it, so like every time I open it, it's like either, oh, I have that, or oh my God, I don't have that. Yeah.
There we go. There's my advent K-pop advent calendar this year. That would be perfect.
It's a very expensive hobby though.
That makes sense. I did not know about that.
Yeah, the first time because I was like so new to it, I was like, I don't know what this is. And like, I went and like bought like two albums because I was like, let's see what this is. And when I opened it up, I like got my favorite member, and like there's like rare cards that everybody searches for. And the first pull I got was apparently like a rare one, and I didn't know it until people were like, you pulled a Brad Mingy, what? And I was like, oh. So then I started researching it. Oh, it's so exciting. But there's like, my favorite band is ATEEZ. There's way too many cards for me to start from the beginning, so I've just been like collecting from this new album and then on. And if I happen to get other ones, then cool. But yeah, it's addicting.
Yeah. As soon as I asked that question, I was like, I already know. Instagram stories have told me all I need to know.
I get made fun of for liking K-pop.
You don't get made fun of.
I do.
You, Jesse's really very cool. Obsessive with
I'm not obsessive about anything. I don't know what talking about.
Likes something, it's all or nothing, baby.
That's called autism.
Same. It like takes over my life.
Yep.
Don't have some of these ordered by the end of this recording, it would be an absolute miracle.
Okay, Jesse, you are up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted. I was literally just a home browse. Oh, this is my favorite question to ask. So what character have you cosplayed as? Or this can be one that you're planning or working on that you think is most similar to you. So what character do you identify with the most?
Yeah, this one's perfect. It's always going to be Sophie Hatter from Howl's Moving Castle. She was like one of the first like real cosplays I ever done, and I just, that movie just holds a special place in my heart. And Sophie always, I see myself in Sophie a lot of times, so yeah, that one. And I've in the future, I want to do every single rendition of Sophie. Like, I want to get to make prosthetics and be old Sophie. I want to get the yellow dress. Yeah, my queen.
I reckon at this point I'll just wait till I'm actually old.
Like, not far away.
I don't have that. Like, I've got maybe another 5 to 8 years before I'm a full blown crone status.
Right.
So I'll just wait 5 years, and then people will be like, "Oh, it's so realistic." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just old." Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, same. It's a comfort movie.
Yeah, yeah. All the Ghibli movies.
Yes. Are.
And here's the thing. Obsessed with Ghibli movies from like the first time I saw them when I was like a young teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Spirited Away has been one of my favorite movies since I was like, 14 when it came out.
Yeah.
And this asshole, my supposed best friend for the past 20 years until like during the pandemic, thought the movie that I was obsessed with was Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. She kept being like I kept trying to get her to watch it. I was like, just watch it, and if you hate it, like, I'll never bring it up again, but like, just watch it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't want to watch a horse movie. And I was like, well, I have no idea what you are talking about. She thought it was Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, which I to this day have never even seen. Could be a great film. I don't know.
It is a good film. I haven't seen it at all, though. People have, a crush on
that's a true
me.
Story. That's a true story. I knew exactly
people
what she
People have a
was
crush on the horse? Is that what you said?
Yeah, people have a crush on the horse.
Oh, no, the internet. Don't have a crush on a cartoon. Like, if you, here, listener, if you're hearing this, I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. If you have a crush on a cartoon horse, I'm not going to condemn you for that, but like, you need to be in therapy if you're not ready. Like, that's a big red flag of like, things aren't going great, pal. Like
we're also just proponents of, you know, therapy in general.
Yeah, like,
so,
take care of your mental health. And if you're wondering if you need like a thermometer to check how your mental health is, if you have a crush on a cartoon horse, probably it's not great. I'm not a licensed medical professional. I'm not a healthcare professional, but like, I just feel maybe I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the subject. I'm sorry. I hate to do that, but you know, I don't want to berate
fanfic love story video. My wedding spirit fan fiction.
What? Did you Google it?
I Googled it.
Oh my god.
For all the spirit lovers, I created my wedding to spirit with these.
Oh, Jesse, this is the part of the internet you should not be on.
I don't think anybody should be here, but here we are. I'm here. Matt Damon? Was it Matt Damon?
Hey, maybe he did the voice.
Yeah, he did the voice of spirit.
Oh, well, now I've found it's Matt Damon's face on the horse's body. Oh, okay.
Anyway, not that got weird or anything, but we know that you have pulled off some amazing group of cosplays with your super group of talented friends.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, the House of Dragon. Oh my god, how cool was yeah? Like, I'm still freaking out every time you guys post pictures.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Do you prefer doing a group cosplay? Or do you enjoy more the freedom to kind of do your own thing and go solo?
I love group cosplays. I don't like when it gets too big. Like, Thursday nights, we can kind of go insane with everybody that's with us.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, our House of the Dragon group, that was small and great. I did like the My Hero, that was fun. And yeah, I just love having another person to kind of like play off of, and like when you walk up and people are like, oh my god, you guys, let me take your photo. It's just like, it's fun to play around with my friends.
Oh, this is the one I don't like though. Do you have a dream cosplay that seems out of reach or seems maybe unfeasible to complete?
Yes. I really want to do the Kingdom Hearts Nightmare Before Christmas Sora, and every time I look at that, I panic because I'm like, I don't even know where to begin on a lot of that. But it has been on my list for so long. That costume is so gorgeous, everything on it is so gorgeous, but looking at it makes me want to throw up.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't even know where to I don't even know where to begin.
A keyblade. The keyblade.
Yeah.
For me would be intimidating.
Yeah, keyblade's intimidating. The pants are intimidating. It just all, like, if I sat down and, like, tried to figure it out, I could probably figure it out. But just, like, looking at it straight on, I'm like, ugh.
You need, like, plastic frame for the pants or something.
Yeah.
Like, a pants petticoat or something. Hoop skirt pants edition. Yeah. I don't know. Pants. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's such a good design, but. And that's why I keep, like, pushing it back. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then I'm like, nope, not going to do it yet. One day.
I was going to say, after some of the stuff you've been doing the past year or so, I imagine it's not far off. So
I hope so.
I think you can do it. So do you prefer making things more screen accurate, like, Doc Ock or your House of Dragon, or mm-hmm. or do you like kind of being able to play with the rules and do something? I mean, obviously you don't mind doing a gender bin, but mm-hmm. You know, a mashup of some kind. Have you ever done a mashup? I'm trying to think back through your cosplays.
I have done a mashup. I was a part of a group that did the Disney Princess Sailor Scouts. That was Vanellope.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's, yeah. I think that's the only mashup I've done. I like doing mashups. I think it's fun, but I prefer doing screen accurate stuff. But I like using unconventional fabric. Like, it could just be, like, a red cape, and I've got, like, a pretty pattern on it. So stuff like that, where it's, like, I like taking the original thing and then just adding a little bit to it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Like, actually, that's putting your own spin on it kind of thing.
Yeah, I got that idea from Haley, my best friend. She, like, every time I show her fabric, she's like, oh, always do the one with the pattern. I'm like, okay. And it's not gone wrong for me yet. Like, my Jane Foster, the cape on that wasn't just, like, a red cape. It was, like, it had, like, little embellishments on it throughout the whole thing. Gives it a little oomph.
Haley is crazy at finding fabric.
Oh, she's insane at it. I'll be like, I need this. And, like, 2 seconds later, she's like, here you go. And I'm like, ah.
Michael, we were just talking to Michael, and he was telling us about, like, how she was, like, hunting things down and, like, researching like a crazy person. We were that's amazing.
Yeah, the way that she just, like, found Allison's fabric. fabric.
Honestly. So... what is, like, something cosplay related that you will never do?
So I have this, like, weird thing about, like, if a certain character is, like, of a culture or something, I'm like, not gonna do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a weird thing. I think that's an awareness thing.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately I did Sunset Dragons, like, Shun Yu, and, like, I will never wear that costume again because I've, like, educated myself, and I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable wearing something like that. I've seen, like, white girls put on a Dolores cosplay from Encanto, and that just makes me feel icky. It's just, like, there's just, like, certain, like, if I look at that character, I'm like, I saw somebody at Dragon Con doing a Miles Morales, and I was like, I don't know, something feels weird about that. Just, like, yeah.
Yes.
There's just, like, certain cosplays that I'm like, I've got plenty other characters I can do. I should just leave that one alone.
Right. We have talked about this a lot on the podcast and privately mm-hmm. before, but, like, we're always of the mind of, like, if you have to question it, probably just don't do it. Like, there's a lot of other options. So, like, there's no reason to do it and risk offending someone or risk regret, like, looking back and being like, oh, hey, I was an asshole.
That's actually a perfect way to look at that. Like, if you have any questions of, like, should I be doing this? It's like, probably not.
it's not important enough to risk it. So, like, just pick something else. There's literally millions of characters you won't risk.
Yeah, making
anyone feel bad. So, but again, and like, there's always, you know, like, there's some characters that we've been like, ooh, like, but then, like I said, we're just like, no, let's just not.
Yeah, no, there's characters I've looked at and I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, well, maybe not.
I was trying to think back. Like, I know there's been some that we've talked about, and we've actually been, we went to a really good panel like on this subject, like mm-hmm. kind of like should you not, and it was really interesting, and that got us talking, and I think
they were all like psychologists. They all worked at colleges. So mm-hmm. one of them was like an actual psychiatrist, I think, an MD, and then a couple like researching psychologists.
Yeah.
And like, it was just a really good, like, surprise, like nice civil discussion about, they were all people of color. So like mm-hmm. to hear like their take on it. Cause they all, you know, like, and that's kind of, they were like, obviously you can do whatever you want, but like, don't be surprised if people hate it and like yeah. think that you're, you know, like if you do something that could be construed as racist or insensitive,
yeah,
maybe is a better term, like, don't be surprised if people think that you are insensitive. So like, if that's a risk you're willing to take, and for us, we're just like, that's not a risk we're willing to take. Like, we're yeah. not willing yeah. to risk, yeah, you know,
I think my, I was trying to think back, you mentioned one that you did that you, you know, wouldn't wear again. Mm-hmm. I think the one for me that I feel like is like kind of borderline, and I'm like, probably would never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Is I did Khal Drogo, Jesse did Daenerys, and I did yeah. like a femme Khal Drogo. And mm-hmm. like at the time I saw nothing wrong with it. And I'm like, like,
yeah, no, it's the same thing. Me and my ex-best friend did Khal Drogo and Daenerys, and I was the one that was like, let's do this. Now I think back, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. do that. I mean, I have not heard a word from anyone about it, but also yeah. like, it's just the one that makes me kind of go, maybe yeah. that wasn't very chill of me.
Yeah, that's how it was with that Sean Yu. It's like, I love Mulan, I love that, but like, yeah, I'm not going to wear that again.
Okay, is there any cosplay making habits that you have, like singing while you cosplay, singing from your amazing Scene Kid band, you know, some of those songs, or you know, listening to audiobooks or podcasts? Is there anything that you do like every time that you are making a cosplay?
I watch YouTube videos when I do it, and mainly like I will look up, I am such a sucker for like those like 4 hour long like expose on this YouTuber that I've never heard of before in my life, and I'm like, oh, slay, play.
You're like, give like, me all the
yeah,
all the gossip.
Like, I'd be like, this fitness influencer has been scamming people, and here's the documentary on Hal, and I'm like, oh, don't know who that is, but I hate her already. I love those videos. I also watch like H3 podcast videos, but yeah, mainly like those like long form YouTube essay videos. Such a sucker for those, because like I'm sitting there like just doing whatever, so it's fun to just like pop those on and just like let it roll.
When you've given me like, this is like a job interview question. What would you say that your cosplay strengths are? So what is your niche area that you really, that sets you apart from?
Yeah, my, is definitely makeup. I love prosthetics. Like if I'm trying to, I think next year at Gen Con, I want to go very heavy with like more makeup heavy stuff, because, that's what I love to do. And I was petrified to do Viserys, because I was like, I want to do like old craggly Viserys. But like looking at it, I was like, oh no, how am I supposed to do this? But I pulled it off and it was really great. So yeah, I love doing makeup. A lot of like I've done some makeup stuff on Michael before, like in his cosplays, when he had to be the wizard, what's his name, the Sword in the Stone wizard, that guy, Merlin, when he was Merlin, I did his face makeup for that. I did his like hand makeup, but yeah, probably my makeup skills.
You will have to give me at least some tips. I don't know, I won't speak for Jesse, but
I definitely am not good at makeup, but
what was
also
I tried to do a prosthetic with, and it just failed miserably.
The whenever you open that thing of Prozade at Dragon Con, you never tried it out. And I went into the future.
No, not that. I think it was when we were doing a cosplay challenge, and it was like, we each had to cosplay. It was during the pandemic. And so we were doing cosplay challenges since we couldn't go to cons. Mm-hmm. And it was...
Oh, you tried to sculpt something on that waxy stuff.
Yes. Yeah. It was cosplay a character that you
hate.
You're
going to do the Drizella. Is that her name?
Drusilla mm-hmm. from Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do like the bumpy forehead, like vampire look.
Yeah.
With some kind of wax. It was like prosthetic wax that I found. I don't know.
Was it like scar wax?
It crumbled everywhere. It was terrible. Like I couldn't put makeup over it. It was bad. It was not a win. It was a big fail.
If it was scar wax, scar wax is a bitch to mess with. It like sucks to work with. I was going to use scar wax on, I was like making a prosthetic for Michael's thing, but the clay that I was using ended up falling apart, so we didn't end up using it. But I was gonna put scar wax on that, but I was dreading using scar wax because it's so hard to mess with.
Yeah, I mean, I've since learned that on Etsy somebody sells like prosthetic pieces for that exact look, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, that would have been, I mean, probably not the easiest thing in the world, like blending that out, but I still probably would have fared better than I did with whatever that was. I've not messed with prosthetics much since then. It was very scary. So you have cosplayed such a wide range of characters. Mm-hmm. How do you go about choosing that character? Like which one you're going to cosplay? Is it calculated? Like, do you like plan it out months and months and months ahead of even making it? Or is it just like watching something and being like, that's it, and starting on it?
Yeah, it's exactly that. I will see something and I'm like, that's me. That has to be on my body right now. A funny story about that was because Haley had like been so fixated on like cosplaying Alicent, and then she was like, you should do Viserys. And I'm like, no. And then the last episode happened and I saw his decaying self and I was like, okay, yes. I have to.
You're like, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Now I get to be that Slay.
Is that something? Do you just like dive in at that moment? Like you don't even need to like think about it. You're like doing it now, and you start ordering and planning. Or is it a little bit? Yeah.
I start looking things. I'll like save reference photos. I'm like, yeah, I need this. I'll like add things to my Amazon like wish list so that way I can go back and look at it later. I'll have like folders saved on my phone of like stuff I'm gonna start making for it. Yeah. Another one was I'm such a huge Thor fan. So like as soon as I found out that Jane Foster was there, before I'd even seen Natalie Portman in the costume, I was like, yep. Uh-huh. So like every little scrape that I got of that costume, I was like even stuff that like Michael and Haley would see like on the Marvel stuff that they were with, they would send me photos and I'm just like, yes, give it. So like I was just like literally scraping at everything that I could for that costume.
Yeah, I feel like Jessie is more like that. Like when she sees something or when we decide on something, like she immediately starts ordering and mm-hmm. like she gets stuff immediately. And I'm more like, I like to plan before I order. And she's like, oh, I already
plan. I just don't want to like, here's the thing. You will put a million things in your cart and then wait. And then what if that is no longer in stock? Or like, what if it goes up a bunch in price? So like you usually look at stuff the same time I do. You just wait to actually like jump the gun. Whereas I have too much anxiety. I'm like, okay, what if I make the whole costume and then it spontaneously combusts? So I need to get it now so that when it spontaneously combusts, I have time to order everything again. Or like what happens if I forget how to turn the sewing machine on? Or so I don't know. Like I just like what happens if something terrible happens and then I have to remake the whole thing?
Yeah.
I like to as soon as we've officially decided, I'll be like, okay, we're officially doing this. then I'm off.
Yeah.
And then it will come and I will let it sit for 2 to 3 months and then I will start working. That's my process.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Absolute okay.
Do you have a favorite cosplay item? So like a prop, an actual garment, a wig.
Can you, is Doc Ock technically a prop?
Yeah, oh, I mean that's my favorite. Like, yeah. I love
prop
that thing.
Slash garment, yeah. Slash body, yeah. Parts.
It's my favorite thing. I like literally cried the first time I put him on. I was like, and then I cried when he broke.
Yeah. I remember seeing you Sunday night at Dragon Con, and we were like, oh my god, it looks so good. And you were like, it was so sad.
No, because everything was great. And then as soon as we like pulled up, and I was getting him out, and I was like, I'm just gonna put him on my back and like walk in with it because it'll be easier to carry. And my friend Isaiah was like, oh, is that supposed to be gleaning? And I went, no, it's not. So we took it off and I was like panicking, and I was like, super dapper is Ian, who like helped me with it. I was texting mm-hmm. him, and I was like, what's going on? And so like I didn't say anything on my story or anything because there were so many people that were excited to see it, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to fix it or not. And I ended up like he was derigged and fixed. But now I know what the problem is. It was just like, I think it was just too much stress on the screws that we had. They were a little too small. So we're just going to secure it a little better. But all of the arms are intact, and that's all I care about.
Awesome. I wondered how big of an issue it actually, like if it was a long-term broken or just
I can fix it. It can, that's be fixed. Awesome. yeah so but the panic of like, oh no, because so many people were like excited to see it, and I was like, and I was excited to wear it, and I was just like, oh god. But yeah I'll do that.
So Doc Ock will live again.
Doc Ock will live again.
Amazing.
He'll be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. You're really like drawn up the suspense for it. I feel like, you know, like some people got to see it, but not everybody. So
yeah.
That's some kind of good publicity strategic.
I had some, I think some of the best interactions were like, I would have like little kids like freak out and run up to me and like want photos with me. Yeah, that was really cute. And then some interactions too, like people would like see it. Like when I was freaking out about it being broken, somebody had walked by and goes, oh my god, I saw this online. I can't wait to see this on. And I was like, yeah, same. But then I met up with a bunch of group of like, because me and Ally Studios was heading to get like photos taken, and there was like a group of Spider-Men there, and some of them ran up to me and was like, oh my god, I saw this online. And I was like, thank you. That was fun.
That is
those interactions were cool.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, describe cosplay, like what cosplay means to you in 3 words.
Friendship, fun, and creativity.
Amazing. I love those.
Yeah.
Three.
It's led me to the people that I care about most in the world. Like the first like little crew that I had that I am not friends with anymore, and it's a good thing because it's led me to these people who are like, they make me be a better person. We all have like our different like strengths in each thing. So we all have this like group chat together. So we'll like give each other advice on things. And it's like, I'll see like Lauren. Lauren was like, I messaged her because she was one of the people that really inspired me to really make Jane Foster, because around the same time she was making Gladriel, and mm-hmm. like watching her armor process. And then I did my armor process, and then like her, like, looking at it and praising me for it was like, just like having your friends that are really great tell you that you're doing really great is like,
Yeah, absolutely. Like the inspiration.
The opposite way. If one of my friends tries to give me a compliment, I will get angry and shut down, and then I will not want to do the costume anymore. So,
oh, no.
And that's my own. But yeah, if I am like, oh, I'm not sure about this, and then Paige would be like, no, it looks really good, I'd be like, well, fine then, now it's garbage, thanks. Now I know it's garbage. And I just won't do it anymore, thanks. I'll be remaking it or just putting it in a box and never looking at it again.
We all give each other like advice. So like if something does look bad, my friends would be like, maybe you should not do that. I'm like, oh, and then I change it.
Yeah.
So that's what's good about it. Yeah.
Like, if you were to say like, yeah, you're right, it needs work, I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll work on it. But if she like, yeah. I would say that I'm not a person who takes compliments very well.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, you do better than you.
I do better with a lot of things. That's mm-hmm. called well, I switch to therapy every week instead of once a month during the pandemic, and it turns out I should have been going once a week all along.
Right.
You know, you live and you learn. You live through a major worldwide pandemic, and then you learn things. So
true.
That's a positive from the pandemic. That wasn't much of a transition, but. So Paige has used the word cringy here. So quote unquote cringy. What is the quote unquote cringiest thing that you do as a cosplayer?
Probably make TikToks.
Yeah, that's like my cringy.
Yeah, like you talk about like also. Yeah, you talk about like we've talked about like those like cringy cosplayers on TikTok. You see stuff like that, and it's like, yeah, well, it's fun. I like mm-hmm. lip syncing to stupid audio and. In my costume.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it during the pandemic just because it was something to freaking do.
Yeah.
But like we do it now for the podcast, and we don't do a lot of it, but like I've even got Jesse roped into some of them now, and they're a lot of fun. Like it's fun to do every once in a while. And I mean, we're not doing dances because we can't dance, but you know.
You have gotten me like to do the maximum amount of TikToking that I'm comfortable with. The TikToks that I would like to make are not TikToks people would like to watch. Because it would just be me making a 45-minute video of like, look at this thing that I found outside in the garbage. And most people probably don't really want to see my garbage, but
hey, there's an audience for everybody.
That is true. Again, if the internet has taught me one thing, there's a spirit stallion of the Cimarron wedding reenactments with Matt Damon's head on the horse. So if that's out there, then somebody wants to see my garbage.
Sometimes I get on the weirdest sides of TikTok and I'm like, whoa, like there's like a side of TikTok where like prisoners have like accounts and they'll like,
yes.
Yeah, I love getting on prison talk. I'll like comment and be like, let me stay on prison talk.
I've been on prison talk. Right now I'm on like 911 audio.
Oh my God.
TikTok. And I'm like, I don't. Like part of the time I'm like really intrigued, and the other times I'm like, I can't listen to this. Like I can't do this. And there was another Dallas cheerleader TikTok one time. And I was like, I don't know how I've ended up here.
Yeah.
But it was like evidently there was a reality show about the Dallas cheerleaders and like they're auditioning and like it like, but I, you know, had a couple glasses of wine and was like, I was invested then, so
I love getting on.
Here
like,
we are. Yeah,
I was on a weird side of TikTok where it was like, a lady. It was like a TLC show. It was like a lady was married to the Eiffel Tower, and like,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I kept
people are in love with inanimate objects.
Yeah, I was like on that side of TikTok. Yeah, I was on that side of TikTok because somebody was posting it on there, and I was like, oh my God, and then I go to the comments, and people are like, oh, so I guess we're just all here.
You need to find the man that was in love with a roller coaster.
I did. because I fell down that rabbit hole after the Eiffel Tower. I like it with the fences, and then I got the roller coaster, and then the car. It was my favorite.
I've been there. It's not a great place to be, but it'll suck you in.
My favorite is the Eiffel Tower lady literally just like cheats on the Eiffel Tower with everybody. And I'm just like, somebody in the comments was like, has anybody checked on the Eiffel Tower?
she's a lot. She probably loves that horse.
Yeah, she probably likes spirit.
maybe. I mean, it might be too animate.
She might
like it is literally animated.
She might like the grass that spirits.
Yeah, made. She might like the little Photoshop still that someone has done of Matt Damon's face on the horse. But again, that might be too human.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like I'm not.
She likes the metal. She's into metal.
Like, yeah, she does like her metal.
I mean, that's interesting. As a chemist, I have questions.
I'll send you those later too, Jesse. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's great.
I probably won't watch them. You've seen what I watch on TikTok. It's different than
I think. Make it sound a lot weirder than it really is.
What?
You make your TikTok feed sound a lot weirder than it really is.
I don't think it's weird. I think that's weird. I think mine is normal. I'm not watching.
Well, I said you make it sound weird. Like you're watching something weirder than a lady that's in love with the Eiffel Tower.
No, I'm watching things that are more normal. That's what I...
They're
that,
married. The lady is married to the Eiffel Tower, and they consummated their marriage.
Yeah, they consummated their marriage.
In public.
In public. In public. There's like children walking by.
Yeah.
Oh, they taped it?
Yes, it's being filmed.
Yeah, well, it's being filmed.
Now I do have questions.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this last, technically the last question, but then I do have a follow-up as well. So what is something that you wish you would have known when you were starting out as a cosplayer? Words of advice you would give new cosplayers, something that you're like, God, I wish somebody would have told me this. Like, it would have saved me so much pain. And
I wish somebody would have told me to just go ahead and buy a sewing machine because I was using a lot of my friends' sewing machines and like hand sewing things. And I was like, my first one was because I did Ray. She was like the first one I made, and I like hand sewed a lot of that stuff. And I was just like, God, I wish somebody would have just told me just break down and buy a sewing machine. Eventually I did. Like, my grandma got me one for Christmas. I also would tell baby cosplayers to just not take everything to heart, and don't compare yourself, because like the first time I did it, I think had fun at Dragon Con, but also like I felt like uncomfortable because everybody was so amazing and I was just like in my like closet thing, and I just want people to like not stress out about that. Because if you're confident and you're slaying and having fun, it shouldn't matter. Like, if you pulled stuff out of your closet, because eventually you're going to learn and you're going to grow. So don't take that to heart. My makeup skills in the beginning were so bad. So yeah, just like practice and don't compare yourself to people, because I was really bad about doing that, comparing myself. And then I learned not everybody is me, and that's fine.
Be cooler if they were, you know?
Yeah, just be me. And then all of your problems will be solved.
There you go.
Yeah.
So my follow-up question is, do you have any cosplays that you're working on for the upcoming con seasons? I know you said that Dragon Con is the only con kind of in your schedule so far, but do you have anything you're already working on for next year?
Yeah, it's a cosplay that like it's something that I've been working on for so long, and I'm determined to finish it this year. Have you seen the movie Belle, the animated movie?
I have not.
She's it's like, it's an animated movie. It's modernized, but it's like heavily based off like Beauty and the Beast. There's like,
Jesse, is that the one that you think is beautiful that we see all the time, the red with the roses?
Correct. Well, yeah, that's pink. Correct.
Well, I'm doing the red dress one with the roses and her pink hair. I'm doing that. I have the top. I just literally have to finish the bottom of it. And I don't know what it is. It's like I keep losing like focus on it, but I know when I finish it, I'm gonna like be happy. So that is my goal right now. Like she's sitting behind me right now on a mannequin, and I'm like, I'm gonna finish you.
Just staring at you.
Like, yeah, staring. Literally just staring at me. And I'm like, I'm gonna finish you, I promise.
That's one that we have seen. I mean, the last couple of years at DragonCon and stuff, and Jesse's been like, "That is, I don't know what that is, but that's beautiful." And then we eventually looked it up.
Yeah,
and
then we found out what it was, and then I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna watch that." And I literally started it, like it played for maybe 8 seconds, mm-hmm. and then I got distracted by something, and I just never made it back.
Yeah.
So I've seen 8 seconds of it, literally.
It's a hit or miss movie. There's people that like have love it, and there's people that don't like it. I liked it. There are some like issues that I have with it, but other than that, I really like it. The art and the music is gorgeous, and like as soon as it was another one of those, like as soon as I saw that dress, I was like, I have to wear that. And I think I immediately started working on it, and I finished the top literally like in a week, and then my brain just like was like, nope, something else. So it's on the mannequin, and that is going to be the number one thing that I finish. I'm determined.
I don't know about you, but after Dragon Con, I am always like, oh, thank God, a break. But then we always go to Ren Faire right after Dragon Con. I'm always like, oh, I'm so excited for a break. And then for some reason, I always get like so excited. Mm-hmm. About that next cosplay. I don't know if it's because there is going to be such a break after this or what it is.
Yeah.
Or if it's nice just to focus on one cosplay instead of like six for Dragon Con.
Oh, but... yeah. Yeah, Dragon Con, we kind of want to do, we've talked about doing like themes, because I know me and Pumpkin want to go to the K-pop night, and I think one of those nights we want to just like, like maybe dress up like one of the music videos of our group or like something like that. And I know Haley wants to go to the zombie prom and do some kind of like zombie thing with that. So we've thought about doing more like Dragon Con theme stuff this coming year.
That's awesome. That's a good idea.
Because I think that'd just be, it'd just be more fun. Like have fun. I used to look at cosplay as like this like competitive thing and do this and mm-hmm. that. And then like being with the friends that I have now and like the fun that we have and just like a goofy costumes. It's like, I don't think of it that anymore. If I'm not having fun, why am I doing it?
Yeah.
You want to hear a fun cosplay that me and Haley want to do for Dragon Con?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Have you seen James and the Giant Peach?
Yes.
You know, the ants.
Oh my gosh.
Mike and Sponge.
Sponge and Mike. Yeah. We're going to get eaten by the rhino.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It was scary for me. I was scared of
that. You were scared of everything that wasn't scary.
The labyrinth.
You were scared of imagination.
I was scared of stop motion animation and puppets.
I will say, as a kid, like the scariest movies that I've seen, the thing that scared me the most was a kid thing. It was Courage the Cowardly Dog. Some of those episodes terrified me. This is the same kid that like watched The Shining and Chucky.
Yeah, you know, I was Courage the Cowardly Dog. Most afraid of a child of Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh yes, troll in the tree.
No way, fuck that guy. Terrified me big time. That scared me. Same. I could watch like an actual horror movie. Fine. Ernest Scared Stupid? No, thank you. I still would be like a little bit like I probably wouldn't watch it by myself.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say you should look up Courage the Cowardly Dog, the King Tut episode. That one.
I love that one. The slab. Yeah. Return of the slab.
Yeah, that one scared the crap out of me as a kid. Like all the horror movies in the world. Return the slab.
The thing that haunted me as a child was not a child thing. It was something I was not supposed to watch, and I like snuck down the hallway when I was a kid and watched like behind the couch while my parents were watching it, and it was the fucking Leprechaun movie.
Oh yeah.
I can imagine your parents watching the Leprechaun movie.
I know that it's stupid, I know it's stupid, but I was convinced that guy was like under my bed as a kid. I was fucking terrified.
Like the leprechaun? It's yes. Davis, right? The leprechaun?
I know, but I didn't know that at the time. I was a kid. He was a scary leprechaun.
Anyway, that's been irrational phobias with cosplay and cocktails.
And Flavor K.
It's an episode of a very special episode of Existential Dread.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten, for being on with us. Before we let you go, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and your amazing work on social media?
Yes. Name is Flavored K on all social medias. I mainly just use Instagram and TikTok, so there.
Well, again, we really appreciate you being on. This has been a lot of fun. We might have gotten off on a couple tangents, but that's okay. So.
Never.
Just means we're having fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will see you this next year at Con or two.
Yes, of course.
Okay, nerds, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you enjoyed learning all about Kirsten, and we hope that you follow her and her cosplay journey. She has some really cool stuff. She has some really cool cosplays and does some really cool stuff. You can, check out all of her K-pop trading cards, all that fun stuff. Or you can follow along with us. You can do both. It doesn't have to be a or situation. You can do both. But you should definitely follow along with us. We are on Facebook and Instagram, Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. We are also over on TikTok at Cosplay and Cocktails. You can just follow along with us. You can interact with us there. But if you want to send us things, the best place to do that is over to the email. That's where Jesse hangs out.
Again, you always say that I hang out there.
You just sit there. You just constantly sit there.
I just constantly have the email open, refreshing to see if there's something there. Usually what happens is I will see we got an email and I will send you a text that says, hey, we got an email. That's not true. If it's like a listener, if it's like business related things, then I'm like, you deal with it. But if it's a listener, I will respond. I like having conversations with the listeners. I don't like having conversations where it involves me like making a decision or being perfect. Like I send enough, like, dear so-and-so, here is a professional email. Hope this finds you well. Let me know if you need anything else. One exclamation point so I don't seem like a crazy person. Best, Jesse. Like that I send those emails 17 times a day. So if there's like, I don't want to have to send that email. Like I like sending an email of like, hello, fellow weirdo. Yeah. Would you like to see this garbage I found?
Yeah. Well, that's what listeners should be sending to you also.
Garbage?
Would you like to see this garbage that I found? Yeah.
Yeah. If you find interesting garbage, I absolutely want to see a picture of it. Like, it is, no matter what it is, if I'm like driving around and I see like free on garbage by the side of the road, very difficult for me not to stop and take it.
This is why we have an entire episode called Find It in a Dumpster.
Yeah. So like if you find cool garbage or good places to find cool garbage or, like just really anything cool, don't steal things. I'm not advocating that. Like make sure it's actually garbage. But also the fact that like stealing garbage is a crime is stupid to me.
Fair. What else could they send you other than garbage?
You can send me weird fish pics, interesting plants and mushrooms, cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes, episode ideas, episode for the top five geek down episodes. Times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
ideas. What do you want to hear us rank?
We have a top five geek down idea that we'll have to do a record on sometime or else we're gonna forget. Top five geek down topic suggestions, any episode suggestions, cons we should go to, other geeky events we should go to. I think that's it. I'm gonna ask you a question. They could also send that today's episode's question. was, what are you thinking for 2024 cosplays? It may seem early to be thinking about it, but it's not.
Nope.
You should be thinking about it.
And if you're not thinking
about it, then you should probably have an anxiety attack about it. That's how my brain
works. That's not true.
Take care of your mental health. Again, if thinking about it makes you want to hook up with that cartoon horse, don't think about it anymore. Think about something else.
Are you cosplaying as that cartoon horse this year? That sounds like danger. Be careful.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like at this point, if the cartoon horse is danger, just like any cosplay, we've talked about it before in our episode, Cardboard Box Pervert.
Everybody's
in there's somebody. A pervert for everything. Like, no matter what you do or what you are or what you dress up as, someone is a pervert for it. There's a lady who's married to the Eiffel Tower. Someone is a pervert for everything.
No, but we want to know what you are, what you think we should cosplay this year. We might listen. So. Send your ideas our way.
We might not. You can send it to our email. It's cosplayingcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com. Okay, Jesse, what do you reckon?
Well, I reckon it's time we best be scooting.
Okay,
bye.